So overall, a pretty good day for Hampshire?
Yeah, much better, JMO. That's, you know, after day one, we've sort of had these 2 hours or whatever where we had a sort of hour or 45 minutes in the previous game against Gloucester, and then the first hour or so here was really knocked us back in the game. But we have fought back pretty well in those innings, which showed, you know, at least a bit of character. But this was really good cricket. You know, the wicket seems to have dried out. The seamers were a lot easier to play. But there's some offering something for the spinners, and even though Briggs and Dawson have been around for quite a while, they're still young spinners, and I thought they did really well. And just the way we've batted now just shows the intent, and I still really feel that, you know, those are our standards. Those are the standards we've sort of lacked over the last 3 weeks, and just really pleased that we've got that back. And I really think that there's still a good chance of a result in this game.
In what way? Just by playing well, or maybe a little bit of collusion, do you think?
No, I think if we can get ourselves 200 or so ahead, and then batting last on that wicket could be pretty tricky. You know, obviously it's tough having lost so much time, but you know, 40 overs or so is, we've bowled sides out in 40 overs before, and it'll also be a great test for the spinners to be under that sort of pressure to try and win a match, which I don't think we, you know, Hampshire have been in that position before. But I think towards the end of the season, they are our main bowlers, and they've got to learn how to do that. And this is a good opportunity to do that. Obviously, we've got to bat well for a session, otherwise they've got a chance of winning the match. So I think it's still going to be, you know, quite a good game.